Hey guys, before we get to the brewcast, I'd like to tell you a little bit about some of our sponsors. Our first sponsor is Podcast Republic. It's a fantastic app that allows you to get all of your favorite podcasts directly on your Android devices. I know a lot of friends of mine that actually use this app and they love it. What's great about Podcast Republic is they make it so easy for you to find the podcasts you like to listen to, select your favorites, and get them directly sent to your Android device. Do us a favor, and after you download that app, go on there and find the Here's to Brewcast and make sure you favorite us. That way, all of our latest and greatest episodes get sent directly to your Android device. Our second sponsor is Podbean. Podbean's been a leader in the field of podcasting for over 10 years. They've been developing innovative tools for podcasters and listeners alike. In addition to podcast hosting and monetization, Podbean has developed one of the top podcast apps for Android and iOS. The Podbean app has over 1.5 million installs and is growing fast. Check them out on Android and iOS. All right, Brew Crew, you ready? Let's get into it. Here comes the Here's to Brewcast.
At a Seahawks game, we had pre-punked quite a bit with some Jaeger bombs.
Oh, lovely.
Pretty hammered, and snuck into the VIP section, sat down, and fell asleep. Well, the next thing I know, someone's escorting me to a door, pushed me through it, and I'm on the outside of the stadium and can't get back in.
Hmm.
Good times.
Shoved out of the airlock.
I got shoved out of the airlock.
You got tossed out.
It was messed up.
Shall we get started with this?
Duh.
Shit show?
It won't be a shit show, Kyle. You know why?
Why, Will? You're classing it up today?
We're here.
Well, we are here. Way to point out the obvious, Will.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is this and thing on?
This thing's on.
Hmm.
And recording.
Hi, thing.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Chewbacca.
Oh. That's probably was really quiet. You need to actually probably put it by the microphone.
Not yet. Not till we talk about it.
Hmm. It was crunchy.
That was a really crisp pop, yo.
I went left-handed.
I feel like
Yep.
Yeah. I think ambidextrous is where you're going with
yeah,
that.
Something like that.
I think we need more descriptive terms for instead of crunchy and crispy whenever we open the cans.
Poppy.
Loud and poppy.
Okay.
Loud and poppy. Smoky and sultry. No, that doesn't work, does it?
You want me to read this for you, Will?
If you can, man, my eyes not right.
We need to first intro into the podcast here.
I thought we did that with...
Well, no, it's usually hello, or something like that, and we're back.
Well, hey, we're back. Oh, this is Here's the Brew, coming live from wherever the fuck this house is.
Hmm. That was very descriptive.
I'm not really sure where your house is.
I appreciate that. How'd you get here?
The Batmobile.
Well, as you get older these days, you tend to forget things, and that's why I was just curious.
I'm on autopilot now.
It happened to me. All I had to do was go down Jovita and just keep going straight. And for some reason, I turned on 167 and drove up to the Highway 18. And then I'm like, oh, wow.
Where did you think you were going?
It was just habit, like I was going to work.
Yeah. You know that one time, I don't want to admit this, but one time I woke up on a Sunday. And it was 5:30 in the morning. And I'm going, fuck, I'm late for work. I got up, got dressed, got in my car and drove probably as far as maybe from Tacoma, maybe as far as 272nd before I realized it's Sunday. Because there was no cars on the road. The radio sucked. There was no, morning shows or anything.
You're like, what's going on here?
What the hell is going on? I'm like, fuck. So I go back home. Tried to go back to sleep. No.
Speaking of radio shows, did you guys listen to those when you were kids?
Well, what kind of radio show?
Oh, are you talking Superman in the 50s? What are you talking about?
No, just how we're just
back in,
old,
back
we're
in
old
Will's
and
day.
We just listen to
Orson Welles.
We just listen to people on talk radio in the morning.
Oh, I still do.
No, yeah, I do. But when I was a kid, I was like, this blows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. The only one that was cool was the afternoon DJ where he'd all yuck it up with his voice and play you some stupid song that you should probably never hear.
Well,
again.
I don't know. I used to listen to the T-Man on Cube 93.
Yeah, I liked him. He was funny.
Yeah, he was funny. That's why I would listen to him. But nowadays, it's podcasts. I mean, that's all I listen to.
I listen to podcasts. I also, I love the Danny Bonaducci show. It's so hilarious. Yeah. It's so good.
I go back and forth with that one, too. I mean, there's something about him. He's just a disaster.
He's a walking disaster, and he knows it and embraces it, and he's trying to correct it, but...
And he's making a ton of money off of it.
Oh, the guy is funnier than shit.
But anyways, welcome back.
Yeah.
This is season one, episode 8.
Uno.
It's official.
Uno ocho.
I thought it was official last episode, but it's official now. We are over the hump.
I'm not humping anybody over here.
And I believe that we've opened up a first beer here that Will brought. Nick's going to describe it for us here.
My eyes aren't working, people.
Will can't read.
Will's gotten so old, he's just blind.
See, the worst thing is I'm about it. Like, before I do that, do you ever catch yourself doing this? Like,
describe what you're doing.
Yeah. Squinting and holding your like, base holding, bar away holding from your phone.
Like, out awkwardly, like you're 75 years old, and like poking at it with one finger.
As you put your bifocals down on the tip of your nose.
I'm one of those that I actually hold my phone extremely close to my face, where like my arms are tucked into my armpits, and like I'm like
chicken wings.
It's probably like a good, yeah, I got some chicken wings like. Going, and about this thing's about 4 inches off my face.
You look like a chicken. That was funny.
I had a friend of mine that was like, how do you look at your phone that close to your face?
He's right.
And I was like, well, I don't know.
I can't
just like this.
That's how I do it.
Like a chicken.
Yeah.
So you want some chicken, Nick? I said chicken. He goes,
Well, let's hear about this beer, Nick.
Yeah, Nick.
Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra?
Is that what it is?
Or Kama Sutra?
Kama Sutra for your mouth.
It should be Can of Citra.
It is Can of Citra.
With a K.
Yes, with a K.
It's not how it looked.
A-N-A.
I'm reading it sideways.
Oh.
You should read it like...
You should probably forward. Tilt your head up.
If I turn really? The can, it's going to pour everywhere.
Just do the chicken wing and put it like 4 inches from your face. That works for me. There you go.
Look, you do look a lot like that.
The real benefit to doing the chicken wing is as you get older, you develop a gut. And then you can really just like set rest it, right on the tip
it's
of the gut.
It's got a little pocket there.
It's perfect for beers it's or like when for your cell phone.
When you go to the bank
iPad.
And they've got that pull-out shelf down low for like somebody in a wheelchair or something.
Maybe you should just grab one that's not open if you want to read it without.
Nope.
This I mean, not even thinking experience. Outside the box.
This can of Citra, it's a Northwest Pale Ale, is loaded with tropical and citrusy Citra hops. The ancient can of Citra portrays 64 classical positions for imbibing of this luscious beverage. Oh. We're sure there are one more, or we're sure there are more. Mm. I can't read this.
Apparently not.
It's just tiny writing.
So it's a play on the Kama Sutra.
Yeah, exactly. Can you think of any? So it says, we're sure there are more. Can you think of any? Here are a few to get you started. 12 ounces, 5.4 alcohol percent, 26 IBUs.
Yeah, it's low in that. I could taste some kind of a tropical-y. There's something in there I can't make out, though.
I get the tropical notes, actually, after I've already drank the beer and I'm, like, breathing in. If I breathe in through my mouth, I can taste, like, a citrus taste to it.
I didn't notice on the can it had a bunch of different positions. Names, but it's hard to read them. Can you see that?
No, I can't see shit.
Mine's in a koozie.
I'm old.
Koozie.
The lounger, hugger.
You know what? I brought...
Oh, those are actual positions. They got people on it.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm telling you, it's like Kama Sutra, but for beer.
I'll be a monkey's uncle.
You're a monkey's
Sound
uncle.
Sound Brewery, eh? Down Polsbo.
Polsbo, huh? Polsbo, Washington.
Yeah.
I brought some snacks to go with our good beers today. And these are called Lord Nut Levington.
So you want to put Lord Nut.
I want to put Lord Nut's nuts in my mouth.
And chew them up, or are you just going to swallow that shit whole?
Well, I believe I'll probably chew.
I'm going to get a mouthful of these hot buffalo nuts.
That's, you know, buffalo nuts is a thing.
So we got two flavors. We have hot buffalo nuts, and we have white cheddar jalapeno.
You know, for some reason, when you put cheddar or cheese with nuts, it sounds horrible.
What about but frumunda?
Probably tastes great.
What about frumunda cheese on your nuts?
That's what I mean. That's what it's like a cheese thing. It's just like.
Well, let me read this description here. If you guys would close your eyes.
Here we go.
I can do it.
There we go. I got to shut my fucking eyes. Let me, I only have to shut one.
Let me paint a picture for you guys.
Artist.
Hailing from ye old Blighty, a land devoid of flavor, Lord Nut Levington is on a never-ending quest for tastes that titillate his tongue.
I hear nuts and tits.
Good addition to this. By day, he is Lord Nut. By night, he is secretly El Cheddarales.
Oh.
Dun, like dun, dun.
Cheddarales? Isn't that police? Federale?
Cheddarales.
Cheddarales?
It's a little different. You're two different sizes. Stealthily spreading his brilliant blend of cheddar cheese and spicy jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
You know that he's paid you a mighty visit by the exciting flavors left on your... I'm going to butcher the fuck out of this. Chiffonnière. I don't know.
It sounds French. Pretty good to us, though.
I believe it's French for your couch.
Oh.
I call it
Davenport.
French for your mouth.
And he leaves an etched sword.
Sword?
A sword mark on the wall in the shape of a hairless chihuahua.
I thought you were going to say a hairless nut.
Nope. Just
those would have been that maybe... For the Cinco de Mayo.
There's a picture of him. This would have been given for the Cinco de Mayo. It's a picture of him looking like Zorro.
But he doesn't do just a Z. He's way above that. He's got a hairless chihuahua.
Nick, would you read us the back of the other one?
Yeah, I was about to say, I didn't know if you knew that this one had a different story.
Do we need to close our eyes?
Probably should.
Do you want to hear my pants zip back up or down?
This one is hot flavor and friend favor.
What?
Yep. He looks like some sort of like medieval Batman.
Oh.
Yeah. Batman. Also, I believe so they must start with hailing from ye old Blighty, a land devoid of flavor. Lord Nut Levington is on a never ending quest for tastes that titillate his tongue.
You better believe it.
What I heard again?
Rumor has it that these peanuts gained the nickname Wingman when Lord Nut donned a flying lizard costume to reach their rare ingredient on a remote cliff. It's also been said the name derives from the time Lord Nut, as a favor to his best mate, accompanied a rather dull damsel on a double date.
That's a tongue twister.
Believe whichever account you favor, they'll probably be true. LordNut.com. So that's where the wingman, Lord Nut invented the wingman.
Lord Nut is the winged lizard.
He's a real righteous fellow.
The lizard man.
Lord Nut, he's probably a pretty cool guy. Yes. Well, are we going to try those fucking nuts or what?
I already had.
That's knucking futs.
Your face is knucking futs.
Your face is about to have nuts in it.
I'm gonna get balls deep in some of these white cheddar and jalapeno nuts here real quick.
Well, pass your nuts my way.
Don't forget to get a mouthful of this meat.
Nick brought some nice peppered beef jerky for our mouths too today. We're just a couple fat guys sitting around drinking beer and eating snacks today.
A couple. He said a couple. I'm not included in that shit.
He was pointing at you.
I like how people just get to sit down and listen to us get fat.
Okay.
It's so, like a diet show.
Cheddar jalapeno.
What not to
and
do.
And peanuts. That's fucking good.
The jalapeno, the white cheddar one? Yeah,
oh,
that's...
Oh my God.
That is delicious. And the beef jerky is super peppery.
Is it?
Yeah.
I love that it just says daring nuts into the night.
Oh?
I don't know. Maybe I just made that up. I guess I want to try one word.
I want to try
the daring nuts in the night.
I want to try the buffalo nuts.
Try the buffalo nuts, Will.
All right.
While you try the buffalo nuts, I'm going to let you know that...
Don't be afraid to roll them around with your tongue.
Those, okay, they're buffalo taste, I guess.
A lot of seasoning.
When's the last time you tasted a buffalo nut?
I would have thought they would have been bigger.
Fucker. They're a little bit spicy, but they really do taste like buffalo wings with nuts.
Okay. We actually got our first gift. Will did. If you guys remember back a couple episodes ago, Will totally butchered But try and do your not with that, but try and do your actual.
I can't. I got nuts in my throat.
Wow!
Rinse them down with some beer.
Let me get this beer.
It's a hell of a tea bag.
Help them nuts get out of my throat.
Well, Will did an absolutely terrible impersonation of Chewbacca a couple weeks ago.
I totally did. I'd never practiced Chewie.
And one of our listeners had a brilliant idea of getting you a Chewbacca mask that you can actually put on your face and talk like Chewbacca.
Chewbacca doesn't really talk.
I mean, you don't understand what he's saying.
No, but he understands you.
But he's probably actually having a big conversation.
What do you think? What do you think he's saying if he says this? Oh,
he's saying ouch. And he's mad.
Yeah,
he's mad there.
Yeah.
What about this one?
He's like, pass some of those buffalo nuts over here.
Nuts too.
Yep.
Oh, he's.
I want those cheddar jalapeno nuts.
This is what it sounded like when Mr. Solo died.
Pretty close.
Did he sound like he said no, huh?
It did.
So, yeah, that's cool. Who's that from?
That is from one of our listeners.
You're not going to tell me a name?
They don't want their secret name? Secret listeners.
Maybe they wish to remain anonymous.
Maybe they're
well, whoever it was, listeners. I think that's awesome, and thank you very much, and I will wear it to bed every night.
There you go. Straight up. That was actually from a good friend, Joanna.
Oh, Joe, thanks.
Yep, she really felt that you needed one of those.
I need work on my Chewie.
Yep, and we made it happen with some Amazon Prime deliveries.
That was very nice of her.
And she wanted to be anonymous. Write her a note.
Yes, and we kept her anonymous.
Yeah.
Not really, though.
We could edit it.
Nope. She's on there now.
Sorry, Joe, you're a part of it.
So today we're feeling like talking about some of the things that we just can't do anymore. I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting older. My body is not what it used to be.
Why is that?
Because I'm getting older.
Because of global warming.
Or is it this beef jerky that I keep shoving down my throat?
You've been shoving meat down your throat for years.
Yeah.
Hadn't seemed to faze you one way or the other.
I just don't understand how you eat the beef jerky without chewing.
Years of practice.
It's really massive.
Comes out the same way it went in.
Well, anyway.
That's why he swallows hot dogs whole.
Eats them like an ostrich. So how about you guys? Anything that you guys can't do anymore?
Oh, yeah.
That you used to be able to do?
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, huh?
It hurts to brush my teeth. And I'm being honest, every morning my wrist feels like it's just fucking gonna
just give up on life. I've learned it through the years. If you switch hands, you're good.
What about you, Will? What can you not do anymore?
There's a lot I can't do, man. It's hard to even put socks on. It's hard to tie my shoes, man.
Do you guys do the thing? Do you guys do the thing where you just grab like your sock with the heel of your other foot and just pull until it comes off instead of having to bend over and do the physical work?
I've managed to figure out how I can actually use my carpet to take my socks off for me.
Oh, you just do the heel thing?
Yeah.
Doesn't that cause a lot of like built up static electricity and you
it does.
Come out with a permanent orange afro again?
No, not that orange afro, but there's definitely some static electricity built up when I do that. So I just shocked my dog.
Touch Charlie's nose and she freaks out.
I can't watch movies in the movie theater unless I'm in a super loungy recliner. I can't do it. The last one I went to, I was hurting for days.
I think that's called spoiled.
Oh, like body aches.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to the not being able to stay awake.
No, just the sheer pain and all of the hard work it takes to sit through a movie the way we used to have to.
That's me. I actually if I go and see a movie after 7, I have a hard time staying awake, even through like the really good movies. Like when I went back and saw it, well, this wasn't really good in my opinion, but the last Star Wars movie that came out, I did doze off for a brief like 3 minutes.
Yeah, you're ancient, dude.
I can't even in my house, I can't even sit through a movie without falling asleep anymore.
So here's one of the best feelings in the world. You got all the windows, everything's open in your house. You got a cool breeze. It's summertime. Baseball's on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
By the third inning, you're snoring with cheese in your lap, man. That is a good feeling. Until you wake up, you got to clean it up.
Why did the cheese end up in your lap?
Well, because you fell asleep with cheese in your hand?
Okay.
Question mark?
Yes.
Baseball.
This last Friday, I had picked Xander up from daycare, and then we went back and he had movie night at school. Peter Rabbit.
Never heard of it.
So I found myself in the gym, passed out.
Find a, like, I wrestling even, mat or something.
Like I felt like I was going to pass out in there. And then I was like, I can't do that. And then the next time I said, nah, fuck it. Just went with it.
usually every Friday night, my daughter and I will watch a movie. And I will usually end up falling asleep. And I will wake up. The movie will be just about over. And I'll look at her like, oh, you know, she didn't notice I was asleep. I'm like, oh, good movie. And she's like, you slept through the whole thing. Yeah, well, I guess good thing on demand. I'll just rewatch it tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
No more DVDs? VHSs?
I'm done with DVDs. VHSs, yeah. All that. I'm done.
No more reel-to-reels?
Nope.
Interesting. Why do you not like those?
It's not that I don't like them. It's just that they take up space and I'm over it.
Somewhere out there in the universe, your movie that you're downloading is taking up space. Or streaming.
That was deep, Will.
I'm telling you.
Real deep.
They're going to run out of clouds.
We're going to run out of clouds. And then they want me to keep buying more clouds. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to pay for more clouds.
Well, it's a necessity. You just said it yourself.
Yeah, that's how they get you. It's the man. I'm sticking it to the man.
And by sticking to the man, you're sticking to VHS?
Yes.
Oh, Laserdisc?
No. Those never really took off because the porn industry did not back them.
That's true. Actually, the porn industry runs everything.
They do.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. That's, to me, those are my things that I really have a hard time with, I guess. And gaining weight and not being able to get it to burn off, like, immediately.
I have a hard time doing anything where I have to be in one position too long. Like driving to and from work.
Or sleeping. Man, yeah, sleeping. I can't even sleep. Too.
Yeah. You wake up and your like whole arms are fucking like asleep.
Yeah.
You're just aching and you try and roll over to the other side, but then your back cramps up. So you try the other side and your back cramps up in the same spot. He's like, what the fuck is happening?
You know what I did? Because I was having the same problem with my mattress where my lower back would just always kill me in the mornings when I'd wake up. So what I did was I went and bought a new mattress and I bought a new bed. And the bed is one of those old man hospital beds that
they like, lift you up and everything.
Lifts your legs up, lifts your back up.
It's like, got an ejection seat.
It vibrates. It's probably the
most. Oh, I bet.
It's the most comfortable bed I've ever slept in my life.
You got to put quarters in it?
No.
It
comes with tokens.
Yeah.
it's like when somebody had an arcade game at their house and you could just open the thing and just keep pulling them out of there.
Yeah. You just had to keep redropping the token in.
I never had a friend like that.
Well, you suck.
You've got a friend in me.
Arcades were really big, and I was probably 60 at the time.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Shut up, Nick.
Oh,
back in the 80s.
Is it interesting yet that we haven't started playing the drinking game yet this episode?
Well, let's not start.
Should we give a reminder to everybody listening in?
Well, you're going to have
what our drinking game is. Drinking game consists of any time that myself or Nick, anyway.
Shut up, Will.
Yeah, shut up, Will. Anyway, so the way that it works is anytime that anybody says, shut up, Will.
Which you guys didn't drink just now. But.
Or I'm going to stab you, Will.
I was putting nuts in my mouth, Will.
Or if you hear Will say, I fucking hate you guys. Those are all times to drink. And you'll hear them numerous times per episode. And if you're drinking along with us, the beers that we have, then you can enjoy that drinking game with us.
I never say, I hate you guys.
Yes, you do.
All the time.
I can hate you, Nick.
Same. Yeah, well, there we go. You know, speaking of snacks, Snackies. Will had a genius idea earlier today.
I doubt it.
No, that happens a lot. It's just it never gets to fruition.
Yeah, it's a hard time going from brain to mouth.
Yes,
with Will.
Or brain to pen.
But he doesn't have a problem with ATM.
No, he does not have a problem with ATM.
I have many problems with ATM. I can never, sometimes, you know, my code doesn't work.
You gotta
sometimes it eats my card.
You
got to
use the Braille setting.
Okay.
Or the, you're right. They also have the headphone plugin. Have you seen those?
I think I need that.
Yeah. I think you do too.
Do they really
talk
to you?
Why don't you just ask the person behind you in line if they would kindly help you with your...
Hey, what was it like? I got a question. What was it like the first time? This is going to turn into like an old man Q&A. What was it like the first time that like a young Boy Scout or Girl Scout offered to help walk you across the street in an intersection or something?
It was interesting. I kicked it.
You kicked the Girl Scout?
It was a Boy Scout.
You kicked the Boy Scout?
Yeah. Kick him. He's not earning a badge on my ass. Mm. Fuck that.
A badge on your ass?
A badge? Yeah, but my good idea, Nick, was really good. So,
why don't you tell them what the idea is?
Jesus Christ.
My good idea is for this studio, for us to lose weight. Why are you laughing?
Well, I mean, this would definitely not cause us to lose weight.
For us to lose weight, we're going to put a hot dog roller in here that could roll 8 hot dogs at a time and warm the buns at the same time.
Well, if there's nothing that Nick loves more.
Is it named Will?
Yeah.
I'm not rolling no hot dogs, boo. But it's going to be delicioso. We could even put what?
Condiments.
Taquitos in there.
Yeah. It'll even let you roll taquitos on there.
Dude.
What about jalapeno poppers?
Those two.
Why not? What else you want?
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs, anytime. Just think about it, Nick. You would be over there gaining so much happiness.
And also, did he mention the warm buns?
Mm-hmm. He did.
Well, that's what really turned him on.
Some real pepper on this meat.
Mm, it's peppery meat.
Good, though. Man, that shit is good.
So, Nick.
Yep.
Will and I have been for a while now trying to get you to watch Rick and Morty. And rumor has it, you started episode 1, season 1 today.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Pretty good.
Yeah. How far did you get? How many episodes in?
I think I'm halfway into the 4th one.
Not bad.
Interesting.
Not bad. We had a side bet going whether or not you would finish the first season or not.
No, I didn't have enough time.
Don't mind Will and all the noise he's making on the microphone right now.
Yeah, what is going on over there, Will?
Jackass.
I got nuts in my mouth.
Well, thanks. We know that. It is funny though. There's even just stuff that they don't even say. Just
expressions,
drawings, things where they draw some of this stuff, or just.
You're gonna realize throughout this show when you watch it that a lot of the stuff that they're doing and saying is all just like spur of the moment stuff, and you'll even sometimes hear them laugh while recording it.
It's intelligent show though, right? I mean, they got some funny shit that's smart, kind of scientist shit that I don't understand. But
he's like, you got to take these seeds and
shove them up your ass,
way up your butthole. It's like, I'd do it, but you're still young and it's still nice and taut. It'd fall right out of me. Too many trips.
Oh man, this show, you just wait until season 2, man, and you're going to be like,
it's so good.
It gets better and better. They were just renewed for 70 episodes, so they're gonna be back.
70, which is?
Well, they haven't broke down how they're going to do it yet.
Maybe 5 years?
What I heard was they could do 14 episodes for 5 years. They could do 7 episodes a season for 10 years.
You would think they would want to bang them out and then try and get, you know, re-upped again to make more money.
Yeah, why not just keep fucking making them?
Well, I heard that the way that they do it is when they sign them to like a certain number of episodes, they pretty much just work nonstop from now until they're done with those 70 episodes. And then at that point, depending on how the season, as they're airing them as they go, get better, they determine whether or not they're going to re-up it for more episodes.
Huh. But that's weird.
Interesting statistic that I read. From anyone born between the years of 82 to, I think it was the teenage years, if you're 16 right now, Rick and Morty is the number one most watched show, like across the board.
They didn't ask me. I was born way before 82.
Yeah. They said 82, not 42.
Not 1882.
Yeah, not 1882.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It is pretty fucking funny though.
You know what else we got to do?
Meat Muncher.
I'm pretty sure Nick is close.
I'm not, but go ahead.
Will's close.
I just said I'm not, but go ahead.
Kyle's not. I'm thinking we need to do another.
Trying to re-up.
You know what I do want to do though, actually?
70 more beers.
Last week we had the comatose that just didn't ever taste cold.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple cans left that have been sitting in the fridge since that last episode that I would really like it. Maybe we'd try it out and see if it tastes any better.
I think Nick should do that. He's the one that came up with this whole scientific experiment.
I second that opinion.
Let me polish this up real quick. In the name of science.
Only in the name of science.
Sorry, Nick, the science man.
I would love to team up with Bill Nye.
Will, are you really tired because you were up all night the other night watching the royal wedding?
No, I wouldn't watch it.
God, garbage.
What is America's fascination with this?
I think it's not just America. Stupid. I think it's the entire world.
Why? What? How does this?
It's garbage.
I find it completely stupid.
Didn't we fight a war to stay away from them fuckers?
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Who was it? What the fuck? And here we are looking at the lawn again. They will be passing by here.
Hey, let me ask you guys this. Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's weird for those
Prince's chariot?
Do you think it's weird for the Prince Harry and Prince, is it William?
Yeah.
To go to a strip club and hand a stripper money with their grandma's fucking face on it?
I first of all doubt that they ever, for one, been to a strip club.
The strip clubs come to them.
Yeah, and for two, I don't even think they even need to ever hand money to anybody. They just tell people.
You still don't think it's weird, though? I mean, what if?
They pay in jewels.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Family.
He goes and gets himself a sex toy and he's got his grandma's face in his fucking pocket.
They have people for all that ordering of those things.
I want people.
Well,
that would be crazy though. Like at some point in their life, they had to have handled their grandma's face.
Right?
And being like, bam, bitch.
Slam it down, playing dominoes. Or, you know, like, I'm so rich, I could wipe my ass with this money. But it's your grandma. You can't do that.
Say that one more time, Grandma.
I will wipe my ass with your face.
That's a messed up thing to think about.
Well, thanks for making us all think about it.
Why does my brain go that route?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
I will tell you this, that when I see how long a porn is, I'm like, fuck that. I am not watching that whole thing. I am like scrolling through, and what's great is you can scroll through and actually see the video as you're scrolling through. And then I'll get through and I'll be like, oh, that looks hot. I like that. Okay. And then that's what I watch.
Where is your respect for the artist?
No.
Mm-hmm. Where is your respect for the artist? You watch the whole thing through.
I'll tell you where my respect for the artist is.
The pizza man needs to have his shining time.
They don't do it like that anymore now. You know what kind of porn it is now?
I watch Bucky Larson. They do it.
The porn that I see the most of now is either brother, sister.
Or not animals.
Ew.
But like stepdaughter, stepdad stuff.
Why?
It's all over.
It's fucking creepy.
It's not like I search for it. It's just front page of like X videos.
And you're just like, okay, this will do. I'll get to the point where I'll skip over the point where it says dad.
BS anyway. Yeah,
I'm not watching the story. I'm not like, okay, let's start this. And although I will say I have had a time where I've been like, I'm just going to challenge myself and see how much of this I can just watch going through it. I never get through it.
Well, you need to check out a Miles Deep production and he will show you how it's supposed to be. You never saw Bucky Larson?
I mean, I did, but I put it in the back of my mind because I thought it was one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen.
Is this how you do it? Well, yeah, every once in a while you got to touch your dirt button there. What the hell? How is that not funny?
You like a good old dirt button touching it.
You know, dirt button.
I think that was confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't like take sound effects out of this. And
why do you think I'm recording it?
Shit.
Yeah.
All you're going to hear is dirt button.
Yeah. It's still gold, but you know what? I just, that's why I started recording this. Cause I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I got all next week off. Like, it's not like I have only 8 hours to turn around this next podcast episode. So I can really get some golden things out of this.
You don't think it's funny he had to use a straw, cut it down to size, melt it to make a condom for himself?
Honestly, Will, I saw that movie so fucking long ago. I don't even remember little bits and pieces of it.
You need to watch
it. Except for him hanging out by a pool. That's like the only thing I fucking remember.
Really?
And he had buck-ass teeth with that bowl cut haircut. Yeah, Bucky Larson, man. Other than that,
on my mud button.
Not mud button. It's a dirt button. All right. If it's mud button, there's something going on.
Nick Swardson is a funny fucker. One of my favorite things, though, right now is watching old episodes of Reno 911.
Terry,
is that a gay prostitute? Terry.
Yeah. So I watched a behind the scenes thing of how that show came to be. And did you guys know that on Reno 911, they never had any scripts? At all. Every episode is them just fucking up there winging it. That's what it is. Now you need to go back and watch it, and you're going to be like watching the parts with Nick Swardson, and it's going to blow your fucking mind how good he is at fucking doing
that. So you're saying that we are doing pretty good.
Right now?
We're winging it.
I mean, we're winging it. But
they did great.
Yeah, but they were like a comedy troupe. I mean, they had some pretty big names on there. Lots of years of experience with improv. We're just starting this.
Hey, Nick.
What?
Do I just pour my beer into my koozie?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right. Nick was going to try the comatose.
What did he call it last week?
Camel toes. Yeah. And we just want to know, because last week we were not big fans of it, and I felt bad for kind of beating the brewery up about it. So I was like, let's let this thing sit in the fridge for a whole week, and let's try it now and see if this beer is any colder.
Yeah.
How does it feel by hand?
It feels cold. It's a to the touch, it's a cold camel toe. I'm about to get into it right here and see what we're feeling.
You're going
to
get into the camel toe?
Yeah. A cold one.
A cold one, yeah. That's not good ever.
So weird.
It's still warm?
It is so freaking weird.
It's same thing, huh?
No, like, at first...
Look at this guy. He's sanitizing it with his shirt.
I just don't want me to chew. Like,
he's sanitizing it with his shirt.
It's so weird. At first, like, I was like, oh, maybe it is cold. And then it just warms up.
It does warm up. Yeah, you can feel... That's a perfect description. It does taste better than I remember. But it's just like you said. Like, it hits your mouth cold. And then it instantly is like, this is like a warm drink.
It's almost like you could beer bong a cold can of that with no problems.
You don't have to pass it to me. I trust you.
Just taste it, Will.
Just put it in your throat.
Let me just dip my balls in it.
Whatever.
Get your fucking leftovers too, or what?
Fancy.
Okay, I can. Yeah, go ahead.
If I get fucking herpes,
I've had it for years. It's fine.
Yeah, you nailed it, dude.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. I've never had a beer like that.
I don't think I ever want a beer like that.
It actually tastes a lot. It's an IPA.
I mean, I'll finish it. It's like, while I'm working on this one.
Well, it's not very hot out, so I'm going to help you warm up.
No. It's all right.
What is this next beer we're going into?
Because beer matters.
It sure does.
Fremont. Seattle Earth. It's a summer American pale ale. APA.
Yep, I love Fremont Brewing. Is there anything else to say on it?
AKA.
They're a family-owned craft brewery founded in 2009 to brew artisan beers made with the best local ingredients they can find. Summer tastes like tangerine flowers in a glass. Endless days brewed into nectar of barley and hops. 420 reasons to enjoy this beer.
Oh, that Our would make sense with the smell.
To bigger is better. Summer is as simple as craft beer gets. One grain, one hop, simplicity, yet so much more.
Does
beer
it say,
has food value, but food has no beer value.
Does it say that the hop that they used is like Kush?
No, it does not. It just implies that there's some funny business, some left-handed business going on here.
Some left-handed business.
Well,
5.2%.
Will did make the comment that it smelt like weed. And when I smelt out of the bottle, I didn't think that. But now that I've poured it into a glass and let the aromas just hang out, I agree.
Nick has no idea what weed smells like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What does cocaine
go
smell
hang,
like?
Go hang out at Pike Place Market.
What do you think, Nick? How's that taste on your tongue? Is it titillating to your taste buds?
It fully envelops it.
Mm. Fully envelops what?
Is it like a blanket giving your tongue a hug?
Yes. It's like a tongue hug.
Mm. I want to try.
Try it, Will.
It's like a tongue sleeping bag.
Did you ever notice that when Will drinks his beer, he drinks it like Donald Trump drinks water?
I have nothing to say to that.
Racist.
No, really?
R.I.P.
Maybe. All right, let's see this. I don't know, it's kind of, to me, it's kind of a bland, kind of a blah. Maybe it's because I just ate a couple of them nuts, but.
No, I think it's all right. I think it's bitter on the aftertaste, but I think it's a good summer beer.
Yeah, I think it's something you could drink in the sun for sure.
Whenever a beer says it's a summer beer, what do you picture?
Sitting in my backyard with a barbecue going.
Friends over? No friends over? Just you? Just you and the beer?
Friends.
All right.
Okay. I picture sitting on the couch in my whitey tidies with a bag of Cheeto Puffs.
Like the old fashioned whitey tidies or like the new fashion, like
newfangled
sports underwear.
No, the old fashioned ones that you could also use as a napkin. Yeah, so while you're eating your Cheeto.
What do you do at your house?
You don't do that when you're watching shows?
I guess not. No. I do not know what you're talking about.
Just for the sake of keeping on point here, since we're 45 minutes in.
45 hours.
Will, I'll fucking stab you.
I fucking hate you.
Well, that's a double down.
Oh.
I think I'm going to go for
one of each. Mm-hmm. Nick's over here double fisting beers.
Mm-hmm. He's allowed. Whoa, what was that? He shook like a dog that just got out of the lake.
Then we gave him a good shimmy shake.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know who else is shimmy shaking?
I saw the cleaves.
Jesus on his shirt.
Jesus is surfing on his shirt.
But do you notice that he's not on a surfboard? He's actually, because he walks on water, he's just surfing off his feet.
How do we know he's even in the ocean? Maybe he's just curling the water up over him somewhere.
Oh, God damn it, Will. You just made me rethink my life.
Yeah.
Today's the Sabbath.
It is.
Welcome, Sabbath.
I am the Iron Man.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
What do we got going on our bucket today?
Yeah, you guys want to play some Bucket of Doom again, eh?
I don't know. It's getting kind of weird, man. I had a piggytail butt plug. I've had
out of the norm for you.
So well, I believe that was
usually it's a fox.
You know, we should keep a total running record of who's won each. Like,
yeah, we should.
So Nick won the first week, right?
Yeah,
which is worth like double points because it was first.
Okay, and I think I won last week,
which is worth half the points because.
Yep. I like where Will's going with this. Anytime I win, it's worth more.
Why don't you draw three black ones there? Yeah, so we'll keep a running total going from now on.
I think it's just messed up. I'm pretty sure I'm never going to win this.
Maybe you just need to be a little more creative.
You need to be more confident.
Confidence and creativity.
Maybe, maybe you need to concentrate a little bit more.
The seven C's is what you need.
Do you guys know that we're drinking beer?
Yeah.
How do you concentrate when you're drinking beer?
People find a way. Wait, but you know what? This still goes back to my last question of how people... You guys didn't let me say what I thought.
We didn't care.
Oh.
Go ahead, Kyle.
No,
what happened?
Someone out there might care. Go.
I don't care.
I was just going to say that I was just looking at those and just chose three. Let me start over.
I was supposed to not look, right?
Yeah, not look. I looked.
Oh.
You only took three, right?
Yeah. One, two, three, not look.
Here you are, William.
What was your dealio, yo?
For me, I always think of the same with you, a barbecue in the backyard.
Yeah.
But the reason I asked you if you have friends in yours is I always picture like a big gathering. But my barbecues are never a big gathering. It's usually just me.
To be honest with you, I honestly, the first image that pops up into my head is yard work.
Mm, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe because you do a lot of yard work.
I really don't anymore. Like,
well, you can come to my house and do it. It's fine.
I mean, no. Well, the yards. There's a lot to do in the yard.
I'll supply the beer.
I haven't maintained it worth a crap this year. So then, when I do have to do it, it takes hours and hours and hours. But
is it all jungled out?
Yeah. Well, it was until yesterday.
Did he tell you how tall it was?
No.
How tall? Wait. How tall is Xander?
Probably damn near 4 feet. He's close, 3 foot something.
Okay, how tall was the grass?
There were areas. He was running through that. It was taller than him.
Really?
Yeah.
Your lawnmower knocked that down, or did you have to get like a mediator first?
I had to.
He had one of those sickles that
like a
dude, that would have been awesome.
A wheat farmer?
No, like the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
No, because the stupid lawnmower was broken all the time, and then I was out there the first.
How does it break if you don't use it?
That is odd
because you don't
old use gas.
Oh.
So I'm out there doing like the up and down method where you just fucking
keep smacking the shit off the blade.
Fucking, I went to the neighbors and asked to borrow his. He's got a little Husqvarna.
Husqvarna.
And that thing was struggling too. And I'm out there trying to mow through this fucking bitch, and then he's out there like messing around in his yard next door, and I like run over like an old stump. It's I'm like looking at him like, hey, how you doing? And in his head, he's like, that motherfucker.
Now I'm gonna have to go sharpen my fucking blade. God damn.
Got high centered on a big ass boulder my son decided to put in the middle of the lawn.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I'm like, oh man.
Well,
yes.
Are we ready to get to some bucket of doom?
I like the doom. I don't care about the bucket.
So Will, myself, and Nick have all drawn our three tools. And if I guess I'll keep reminding people how this game is played. We have drawn a scenario.
Scenario.
And on this scenario, we are going to draw three cards each that will have on each side a different item that we can use to get ourselves out of the scenario. Nick has drawn three cards. I've drawn three cards. Will's drawn three cards. We can use any of these tools to get out of the scenario, as many of them as we want. We have to use at least one.
I'm going to tell you right now that none of these make sense to me.
Me either.
It's all about the story you weave around the scenario.
I don't know what a potter's wheel is.
Well, you don't know what the scenario is.
You don't know what
a
potter's wheel is. Haven't you seen Ghost with fucking Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze?
Okay, I was thinking something else. Well, okay, yeah, okay, I get it now.
That's a good thing. If you have questions about other ones, why don't you bring it up so we can let you know what they are.
So we can walk you through your fucking life.
Or how about this? Let's go through. This is how we'll do it going forward now. Let's just go through and list off what our tools are.
Mine are Nick and Kyle.
Boom.
Boom.
Insert cricket sound here. Anyway, so we'll go through. We'll start with Nick. He'll read off the ones he has. I'll read mine. Will, you read yours. And then it's up to you to tie it into the story of the scenario. Do you want to hear the scenario first? Yeah, let's do the scenario first.
Yep. Okay. If you ask the question, then just don't fucking answer.
I answered it because it just was that much of a better idea. Yeah, everybody, ahead. Here is the scenario for the week.
Ready?
Week. Sorry, I'm getting some meat.
Get some meat in your mouth. Well, everybody, you've been browsing animal porn again.
Damn it. I've done that. No, I haven't. What?
And you forgot to delete it.
There's a delete button?
Just borrowing your iPad, shouts your mom. That's the scenario.
Oh, mom.
I have a weird feeling that moms might be like, oh, I've been to this site.
I don't think so.
Well, who's the one that showed you how to get to animal porn?
Yeah. Who showed you?
Well, Will, I think, has been learned. He is new to the porn, coming from the generation that he grew up in.
Snakelife.com.
Rotary phones.
Yeah, they used to watch through like a fucking window in the barn.
How'd you get on the internet with a rotary phone?
Really hard.
Oh.
Hello.
Operator. We didn't need the internet. Just dialing them numbers made you.
Operator, connect me, please. Nick, why don't we start with you? Why don't you start listing off what your six tools are?
This is your operator.
Yeah.
Why did they sound like that?
Because they were all fucked
because
up.
They always held their nose.
I got myself a Barry White CD, which goes good.
That's baby making.
Isn't it funny though that Nick has had each time, this is the third time we've played this, each time he's either had a mixtape, a song playing in the background, or now he's got a Barry White tape?
That's not going to CD. Not gonna help. Disc. Not going to help your cause.
That's because I'm sort of like a bard myself.
Mm. What are you gonna play on? Do you have a CD player over there too?
I got a Hot Pocket.
That I don't think CDs.
A Mr. Potato Head. Super skinny jeans.
No, that sounds about right.
It's accurate.
Sounds about right.
It just reminds me of when I tried on those blue skinny jeans.
You know what? I know where there's a picture of that, and maybe I need to post it on our Facebook page because I think realistically it's great.
I'd like to see this.
I will post it if you guys see the post. I'm going to put it on Facebook here in a little bit. That is of Nick with long hair in very, very skinny jeans. And go on there and throw down a hashtag of Nick's tight pants.
I would like tight butt, but
do you think you could still fit in them?
No. Well, I couldn't fit in them in the first place.
Not even if you cut your relief cuts?
Maybe.
I don't know. You were slightly limber in those, apparently, from the picture I remember.
But they were. It was hard to get those fucking things on. No, it was. Those things were a struggle, and then trying to get them off was horrible.
Trying to get off in them.
Yeah,
would be even worse. Yeah.
They were brutal. They were fucking brutal.
But if he did get off in them, you would know like immediately.
Cloud of dust pops out. Okay, Nick,
we
keep going.
You, Will. Oh. I got Jesus sandals.
Everybody did that.
Jesus could use some sandals on that t-shirt of yours.
Look at how many connections are being made today with myself.
Seriously.
That is kind of weird.
Mr. Rogers' red sweater.
Jesus is watching.
You think that, those connections are nothing compared to the scenario alone?
True.
That's a true connection to you.
Browsing really animal porn.
Yeah.
All right. You guys want to hear what I got here and my bag of tricks?
Yeah.
I have a home pregnancy test.
That's going to help a lot.
I have a duck commander duck call. I think from Duck Dynasty.
It's going to hurt the ducks.
I have an industrial.
That reminds me of the park. Remember when I was telling you about the park where you're not allowed to molest the birds there?
Yep, you can't.
Or any animals.
I had to stop him, actually.
Did it really say?
Or any animals.
Yeah, it says you cannot feed or molest any birds or animals on that whole entire park property.
So what if a rhinoceros was there and it molested you? Would you get in trouble?
No.
There's no sign telling the rhinoceros that they can't molest humans.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
You can take some rhino D, but you can't be...
Given the rhino D. Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, I also have an industrial-sized roll of aluminum foil.
Oh.
There you go.
A John Deere leaf blower.
You might need that.
Nick might need that with his lawn, apparently. I have a shiwi.
You know what that is?
I do.
I do too, yeah.
Do you know what it is?
They have sheenas and shiwis.
It's
oh, is it the funnel thing?
So
the female women urination
can stand
device.
Up and pee.
It's so that they can stand and pee.
That ought to come in handy.
You guys are breaking boundaries these days.
Look at you, ladies.
And then I also brought my imaginary friend.
You could. Oh, that's a good one. Actually,
I know.
That's an out right there.
So you're gonna use with your imaginary friend, you could do an Eiffel Tower with your animal.
And the shiwi.
I wasn't going that route. Maybe your imaginary friend is a woman.
Maybe
would explain the home pregnancy test.
Maybe his imaginary friend is a Datsun. Dachshund?
What Dachshund. A Datsun's a car.
Yeah, Datsun's a car. Dachshund is.
Yeah, B210.
It was hard to enunciate with all this mouthful of meat.
Will, what do you got over there?
Well, I don't got a mouthful of meat.
Not yet.
I am supplied with a parakeet with Tourette's.
Fuck you, Nick. Fuck you, Nick. quiet, bird. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck shit.
Fuck. I got the game of Jenga.
Oh,
yeah. That's always helpful with porn.
You really can use those just about any situation.
I've got a TomTom GPS.
That can come in handy.
That could, so I can figure out where I'm going to run to away from my mama.
Or even where you are. Unless you're in one of those places where you get no service and then you're just screwed.
Yeah, well, I got Verizon.
So,
I have a Bop It. Do you guys remember those stupid things?
Yeah, you
still,
can smack it.
I still love those things.
Still one of the most addictive games ever.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sierra has one.
Bop It. Smack it.
For some reason, I got to...
Spit on it.
I don't think it says that one.
I got sit on it.
Oh, wait, what are we talking about again?
A potter's wheel.
Oh,
that's what I got.
With a Bop It.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Spin it.
The Everly Brothers. I got a fishnet body stocking.
Ugh, bad visual.
Can we just want to trade so I can give that to my imaginary friend? She might like that.
Yeah, can I give that to Jesus?
He has sandals. Yeah, that's what I got, fellas. And it's not going to help me at all. I'm going to get my ass whooped by my mom.
I really have no idea how I'm going to go on this.
I want to find out, like, in this scenario, is the browser still open? Did I close it? I know I didn't delete it. Does she check my history? Or is she searching for something that says, like, animal food, but then she types in animal and it goes straight to the porn.
Literally, she could just type ANI and the first thing's going to come up is whatever you search for last.
Yeah, as soon as your mom goes to type in anal, it's going to pop up with animal.
All right, so I believe that Nick started us off last week since he was the returning winner of the week.
Yeah, I think that's what we do. Whoever won the previous week should start off.
Yep, I agree.
Because it's a handicap.
Agreed.
I feel like.
What'd you call me?
Yeah.
You're handicapped. Oh. Yeah, that means yes.
I'm sorry.
So I guess I'll be the one starting it off. And I'm going to read through the scenario again. Do you guys want me to read it before each one goes, or should I just read it just once?
Well, let's try just once for now, and then if we forget, we'll reiterate.
Oh, that's very wise of you, Will.
Mm-hmm.
You've been browsing animal porn again.
Yes, I have.
And you haven't deleted it.
No, I didn't.
Just borrowing your iPad, shouts your mom.
Fuck.
That's the scenario. So, this is going to be a tough one with these ones, to be honest with you.
This is a really tough one. Really, what I would do is find something, curl up in it, and just die.
Be like, oh, hold on, let me just get this last email, blah, blah.
Do we have to get out of this scenario, or can we enhance the scenario?
Do it to it.
What does that mean? What is that answer?
That was a vague answer, so that you can go either way.
Do it to it.
Yeah, do it to it.
Okay.
Work it.
I'm going to work it. I'm gonna enhance it, I guess. I'm just gonna go that path.
Enhanced animal porn.
Enhance.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Like zoomed in?
Enhance.
Enhance.
Pixelated? It's not pixelated?
Enhance.
You got animal porn. Enhance.
So my mom took my iPad and she went into the other room. And I'm assuming she probably saw what I had on my screen.
I'm hoping she didn't use it for her book club.
I hope not too.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I heard her scream. I'm assuming that's when she saw it. She came running into my room where I had my John Deere leaf blower and my pants off.
Why were you doing that?
And I was holding a duck commander duck call going. Quack, quack. And she looked over to the side of me, and she saw that I had taken my industrial size roll of aluminum foil, and I had shaped my imaginary friend into a woman, and I had attached a shiwi for some reason onto her
in case she has to pee.
Yep, I guess it was
in case she needed to back that ass up.
she was standing up, and then when my mom walked in, she noticed on the bed there was a home pregnancy test. So,
oh my.
I just looked at her and gave her one of these.
the shrug and
I gave her the shrug and the head tilted sideways sort of thing. And that was my scenario. I was busted. There was no getting out of that.
There's
one.
No getting out of any of this.
No. So that's where I went with it.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You guys need a repeat of the scenario?
I've never thought about using a leaf blower.
Maybe you should try it.
I guess I'm going to have to go invest.
Put it on reverse.
You just got to learn what the new kids are doing these days, Will. Snorting condoms, eating Tide Pods, having their pants off with John Deere leaf blowers.
How old were you to have an imaginary friend, though?
I never had an imaginary friend, to be honest with you, as a kid.
It just said you did.
Well, oh, okay. Well, then he carries along with me even to this day.
Drop Dead Fred.
Yep. He's actually...
What a great movie.
He's actually flipping you off right now.
Hmm.
And he just put on your Chewbacca mask.
The Mega Beast.
You better get off my mask, bitch! First off, he made his imaginary friend into a woman, but he just said, and he is using
I wasn't
your
talking
Chewbacca
about
mask.
Well, is it he now because he's got the she?
Are we just going to?
Are you just stalling because you don't want to say your story right now?
Come on,
my story's going to suck, dude.
Well, then get it over with.
Oh, good idea.
Do you need me to repeat the scenario?
One more time.
This is some sticky meat.
It is sticky. Actually, my hands are like stuck to my crotch. Go.
You've been browsing animal porn again.
Yeah.
And you haven't deleted it.
Yeah. That's how I roll.
Just borrowing your iPad, son. That was your mom who shouted that.
What do? I yell back, all right, but you're going to get a surprise. So I got a parakeet with Tourette's, right? TomTom, GPS, Jenga. Well, guess what? My parakeet with Tourette's, he's yelling out all kinds of obscenities at my mom. Yeah.
Goldfucker. Yeah.
And I can't stop it.
You stupid bitch. So he's not saying real words?
Yeah, those are real words.
Sounds like a little yippy dog.
And so the parakeet's yelling at her. And okay. She's like, well, what? What are you saying? And she comes back. Right. And I'm like, Hey, can I see my iPad, please? No, I'm going to use it real quick. And she leaves. So I start pulling on my Bop It. And I'm like, Bop It, slap it, spank it. Not spit on it, Kyle. And I started playing with it. And I'm thinking maybe that'll distract her from whatever. I'm trying to be inconspicuous. Is that right? Like, nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Right? So, but I am laying there in my fishnet body stocking, right? I mean, she should have known.
Hey, Mom.
She should have known.
Oh, hey, son. Just hanging out in your fishnets again. Yeah.
And so I hear her yell, "What in the hell is this?" I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm screwed. Right? So I type up on my TomTom GPS, how the hell do I get out of this room without leaving through the door to go see her? Right? To get to Cancun. And my TomTom breaks down. So she comes running in. I start throwing Jenga parts at her.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to, you know, knock her out so I can do something here.
Whoa. To your mom?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, she just
things
saw my...
just took a turn.
She... No, not that kind of something. She saw my animal porn.
Okay.
Right? So she comes running in. What the hell is this on your iPad? And I say, it's research for my pottery class. And I pull out my potter's wheel. And she asks, what kind of research could you be doing with that? And I wanted to find out how to make a bowl using animal parts. And she said, okay, and walked away.
Yeah, what do you say to that? I mean, you just really, at that point, you just walk away.
I think if she just walked away at that point, it's because
that was when she had, that was when she had a realization. She was like, there's nothing I can say right now that will ever fix a situation like this. I'm out of here.
My son's laying in his room in his fishnets, smacking his Bop It.
Playing with a pottery wheel.
Twist it.
Bop It.
How about you, Nick?
I don't know how I'm going to make it through this
one. Pull it.
I feel like Kyle had a pretty solid one.
Am I going back to back?
I think you're going back.
You might be going back to back, dude.
Just to go through it again, I've got some super skinny jeans, Mr. Rogers red sweater, Jesus sandals, Hot Pockets, Barry White CD, and Mr. Potato Head.
That's a rough one, dude. It's hard to come up with something with those.
It really is.
Same problem.
So the way I'm picturing it is it's wintertime.
Brisk morning.
I just got home from school.
I'm shutting my eyes.
Brisk afternoon.
Yeah. I came in the house, kicked off Jesus sandals.
Gross.
Toss one, you know, you flip them with your feet. One goes across the room and hits the wall and knocks a picture off.
The other one knocks off the TV.
The other one hits a dog in the face and you're on your way because you can't really kick right when you're wearing your super skinny jeans. And you walk by, Mr. Rogers' red sweater gets caught on the door handle and kind of snags you back. You fall.
What's that Weezer song?
So I know that it's about 4 o'clock. I'm going to have about 45 minutes of alone time here with my iPad, and it's cold. It's lonely.
For some reason, this picture's painting some. Yeah. It's pulling something from my past. I don't know.
Alexa, play Barry White. So, baby, he just, you want to fuck a cow? So, you know, y'all know that one.
Yeah,
it's classic. It's number one hit. Yeah,
yeah, mud bumping. So, Barry White's playing, and I go to heat up my Hot Pocket. Nice. Right? Notice that my Mr. Potato Head. He's getting a little less and less breathing room in these super skinny jeans as the minutes pass.
Poor guy.
Lo and behold, I'm sprawled out on the couch, you know, blinds shut, got the fan going because the heater's going. You want to circulate that air.
Oh, yeah.
You know, while you're looking at some animal porn, you don't want things getting stale.
Definitely not.
No. Wait for that. That
smell
moment.
Like the fair.
Wait for that moment that the microwave goes out. Beep. And you just wait a little longer, letting it tease you.
Your mom's like, son, your Hot Pocket's ready.
And it's like, beep, beep.
I hope you don't stick your dick in it.
Let me just bring this India here.
You're like, I'm not going to let her tempt me. It goes on and on. And finally, you just can't hold back. And you go to the microwave and you grab that Hot Pocket. You open your Animal Born on your iPad.
Oh, yeah.
And you just really start giving it hell. There's Hot Pocket everywhere.
So gross. Totally relatable.
At which point you realize it's getting late in the day and you're like, shit, I need to clean this up. There's broccoli cheese on the wall.
You went with the broccoli cheese, huh? Yeah.
I'm on a diet. Is it,
okay. All right. I wasn't sure if it was,
it was a lean pocket. Consistent.
Now, did it have the pretzel side, the pretzel?
Or was it the buttered croissant?
Buttered croissant. You know, when it's animal time, when it's business time. So I quickly toss my iPad across the room and it lands on the love seat. I rush back, throw my skinny jeans on, zip my Mr. Potato Head up, scream loudly as my mom comes barging through the door and I'm scrounging for paper towels and 409.
409? Not Simple Green?
No, Will, you don't clean up Hot Pocket Animal Day with Simple Green.
Oh, I didn't know. It smells better.
No. And that's when I hear, just going to borrow your iPad. That's my day.
You know what I had a problem with, though? The broccoli and cheese in a croissant. It's way better in a pretzel.
Interesting.
Really, Will? That's
maybe not. Well, what you were doing with it, maybe the croissant was better.
Texture is key.
Texture is key. Sounds like a Russian name.
Well, are we declaring a winner for this episode?
Gotta be Kyle. That was pretty.
Kyle. I can't.
If you got a leaf blower and you're using it as a sexual toy, dude, you're gonna win.
You're just breaking all sorts of new ground there at that point.
Yeah, you are. And I'm learning so much about you guys.
Yeah. Well, glad you can learn some more about us there, Will. Have any of you guys ever had a similar situation happen where it doesn't have to be your mom? It could be just be a loved one or something. I've had it happen twice.
One time.
Do you guys want me to start?
Yeah.
It was, I think I was, I was 15 and went back. I went to New York to go visit family and was hanging out with my cousin who's a few years older than me. And we're downstairs and he's got a computer and he looks at me one day and he's like, do you look at porn? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I look at porn. He's like, let's go look at some tits. And I'm like, all right. And so he goes on there and we go, and that, this was during the 56K modem.
Yeah, where you're just watching it like.
Yeah, it's where like the image like gradually starts to show up on a web page. If a web page had any more than like 6 photos, it would take like 15 minutes for the page to load. It was the
worst thing for trying to like be sneaky about looking at porn.
Absolutely. And this is where we got.
Especially in the middle of the night with like, shut the fuck up, you piece of shit. Pile of blankets around it.
This time, we were sitting there. We went to a website and we pull up a picture of a girl and it's loading. We wanted to check her out. And as it's loading, it's getting through. And the first thing that shows up on the image is the name Faith, right? And then it loads and it freezes. You remember how often it would freeze? And so it freezes and it sits there and we're just like, oh crap. And my mom was upstairs, comes down. We're kind of towards the basement area. She comes down the stairs and she's like, oh, hey, what are you guys doing? And she walks over by the computer and then we're both like, fuck, it better not load anything. And it's sitting there and it just says Faith. And Bob's like, I'm gonna give it away. And my cousin is like, he's like, well, you gotta have faith. And she's like, yes, you do. And she went whistling back upstairs. So we didn't fully get caught, but that was a close call.
You guys pulled the faith card.
We did.
You're going to hell.
I mean, are we?
You're going to hell.
I don't believe it anymore.
You're going to hell.
Might already be there.
Yeah.
Well, save us a spot.
You might be here too with us already.
I said. Oh, here right now?
Yeah.
This is hell.
What if it is?
It could be.
What if it's heaven? Oh, we're fucked later.
True. So yeah, there was that time. And then there was another time where my mom did see what was on the screen. And that was very awkward.
Hopefully this time it was women again.
This time was like a couple of years ago.
Was it Faith or was it Bob?
It was a individual that I was dating who had sent me a lovely little photo. And apparently when my phone had synced to my iCloud on my MacBook, it also syncs to the photos on my MacBook. And
great news.
Yeah. Was setting up a folder and went right into another folder. And apparently that just popped right up. And my mom's like, oh my God. Oh God. No. And then she's like, my eyes. Sometimes I forget that you're a growing man still.
Aw.
It was awkward as fuck.
Then you woke up the next day and there's a box of condoms sitting at your doorstep. That's interesting. Nick, have you ever been caught by that kind of stuff?
Okay.
Oh, shit. Do I got to shut my eyes?
I don't know that you want to.
So when Kyle and I were in school, they had these things called computers.
Ooh. You might have heard of them.
We had typewriters, but go ahead.
There's computer lab.
They're called word processors, Will.
Oh.
Right. So, and I had a keyboard in class. Don't even remember. I think I just took it because there were some girls in the class. And I was like, school blows, keyboarding.
How do you not pass that, right?
I loved keyboarding. And that was like, I took it just because I loved typing.
God damn, you're weird.
You're the one that gives me a hard time every time I type something.
So
I do.
Yeah.
Being in keyboarding, I had like a login for the school. So then every once in a while, at lunchtime, we'd just be like, ah, fuck it. We go fuck around on the computers. Me and a couple of my friends. We'd be like, let's look at some boobs. Yep. All right. So we're typing it in. We're trying to look up porn. It takes like the whole fucking lunch to try and load like one fucking page. Ridiculous. But I remember sitting in class and the keyboarding teacher comes and pulls me aside and she's like, so we notice your login's been being used. I'm like, oh yeah, that sucks.
You were like, what?
Can they see what you were looking at then?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Oh really?
Everything.
Yes. Even your work computer now? Just throwing that out there.
No, I'm good on that. I don't put any of that stuff on my...
Well, that's the only thing I look at animal porn on. But... Like, oh, so immediately in the back of my head, first thing is like, damn it. And then I don't remember where it went from there, but slightly embarrassing when the teacher pulls you aside for that. Mm-hmm. And then I think I got like privileges taken away, computer privileges or some shit. But yeah, the worst thing, that's exactly like what Will said. It wasn't like somebody walking in saying, but they could just go through your history.
Yeah, they saw every weird thing you looked at. And it's even worse when you start to think back of all the weird things that you looked at, and you're like, that person looked at me so much differently, like, ever since.
Yep.
How about you, Will?
I don't know technology.
How about, let's go back to more when it was just, like, magazines for you then.
Or, cave drawings.
Gotcha. Cave drawings were the shit. But you got to get to the right cave, right? Yeah. Some of the caves just have... bikinis, yeah.
Oops,
and whatnot.
That's the wrong cave. Get out of this cave.
One cave had Bruce Jenner. The other cave had, what's her name now? Caitlin something or other.
Both hot.
I think the last names didn't change.
Oh.
You managed to forget the last names, but not the first ones.
First he was BJ. Now he's KJ.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, those were the caves you go in.
So how about like magazines, stuff like that? Did you ever get busted?
No.
God, what a boring childhood.
I remember. Do you remember like people used to hide like stashes of nudie mags?
I got
in the bushes. They were like treasure chests.
They were
hidden everywhere. They were hidden.
What's that game they do now? And they search out like different coordinates and they find little things. It's like a...
It's not a game. No, it's geocache. Yeah,
is that what you're talking about? Just imagine the shit that some people could find if we had that back then.
Dude, there were like, I remember like full on trunks. There was shit underneath.
Did you say trunks?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a story for you.
The crawl spaces of apartments, random tree houses, like fucking sewer tunnels.
I will agree completely with this.
The treehouse, I get. Yeah,
you get you explore so much as a kid.
Yeah,
the places that you found porn was like what, and it was the coolest feeling ever to finally find it.
Yeah,
like, until just, the pages
like,
don't open
underneath like tree roots. Like no, but there was there was a period of time where there were fucking nudie mags hidden everywhere.
Did you grow up in the same neighborhood I grew up in?
Do you guys hide each other's?
No. Oh, man. So check this out. This was just like how you're describing. For us, it was like if we could ever get our hands on a nudie mag, it was awesome.
Biggins.
Oh, Biggins. Man. And one summer, I would always go over to my friend Clint's house, and they used to have like a wood shop in their garage. And then they had boxes that would line the walls up to the ceiling, like around the whole interior of the garage. Was these boxes that would go to the ceiling. And we would go in there and we'd like make stuff out of the lumber that was in there. But one day it was like, okay, let's look in one of these boxes. And we opened it up and it was Playboys full. And every fucking box in that garage was Playboys, Penthouse, Hustler, Penthouse letters.
Were they like the old ones, like the like collectible?
So yeah, so he had collected them. His dad had collected them from the age of 18 until what he was then, which was about 35, 40. So he had a collection going from then on.
And you guys probably disturbed the fuck out of that
absolutely
collection.
It is not a complete collection anymore.
Jesus.
But I mean, like, hey, if he had said to us like, hey, you guys can look at my porn, just make sure you put everything back, then we probably would respect it a little bit more, but it was like
sneaky time.
Yeah.
Can't have any bent corners.
They went, but you know what was funny about Nick's story was we would take those with us and we would go hike into the woods where we had like our own little fort built. And that's where we would store them all. And we would find these things all over the fucking place. You name it, back in the woods. Dude,
people were hiding them everywhere.
Yeah.
They were everywhere.
What do you think the garbage man would just find them in the garbage and be like, it's mine
probably.
Now.
Probably. No, they were everywhere. Like, yeah, because like we would go on bike trails back in the middle of fucking nowhere, just fucking hitting the hills and jumps and crap and just crash somewhere. And you could see where somebody was fucking around with a rope swing or something. And they'd just be fucking nudie bags.
Yeah.
They were everywhere.
Dude, man, that's exactly how my childhood was, too. That shit is fucking crazy.
Well, we didn't have paper back in my day.
It
was chiseled on big stones.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with that, Nick.
Well, there's some good stories we just felt like discussing. So apparently what we learned from that was that me and Nick are big porn freaks, apparently, and Will is just a giant vagina.
No, so I had my stuff, but it never got disturbed in my room or anything. I think my mom maybe she saw it. She just never said anything. She just said, fuck it.
I remember that I was still in high school when I turned 18. I think most kids still are, but
I graduated at 7.
I remember there was a that period of time where you just walk into the fucking movie store like, fuck y'all, I'm renting whatever the fuck I want. or just going to the fucking corner store and just buying a porn just because you can. And I remember I had it hidden. Like I shared a room with my brother and he knew where all whatever I would fucking hide anywhere, even though I didn't tell him that. He just snoop around. But I had a video, I don't remember what the fuck it was, and I had it hidden inside a case of a different video that was like legit. My mom found that somehow. Like, never said a fucking word about anything. It's just like you go to like look for something and it's not there, and you're like, ooh.
I had a friend in high school that he recorded a porn onto a VHS tape and then labeled it old MASH episodes. And then his dad came home from work one day and saw it and was like, oh, I could go for some MASH. And he put it on TV and found out it was a porn and he got in so much trouble.
Why would you pick MASH? Old dudes love MASH.
Such a great show. I have no idea. Anyway, I thought that was pretty funny.
That is pretty weird. You know, we got another beer to go.
I do.
You know what it's called?
I don't.
Maui.
Chinese democracy.
Yeah. That reminded me of Princess Bride.
Mowage.
Inconceivable.
Is what brings us together today.
That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty good. I've only seen that movie once.
That's because you're an idiot.
I know. I feel you. Shut the hell up. Oh, I feel you there.
You do need to shut the hell up.
I do need to shut the fuck up. I hope you guys jump out a window.
Does that mean that you hate us?
I've done it.
I really hate you guys.
Drinking again.
There it is.
If anyone's drinking with us, I hate you guys. I hate you guys. I hate you guys. I hate you guys.
Weren't you the one that said last episode,
if you guys are going to keep doing this, it's not going to be much of a game.
Well, I just wanted someone to get drunk.
Success. Well,
the good thing is it comes naturally. I don't really think about it. Like, I just get this urge just to let you know that you need to shut the hell up.
Oh, yeah. And it's a natural thing for me to hate you.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, I agree.
We used to go to, like, remember when Miller, was it Miller that did, like, the pop-up music things, venues? You didn't know who was going to be or where it was going to happen?
Pop-up video?
Kind of like that.
Miller but who?
Miller. Miller Edge? Miller. Miller Life? High Life? Beer? Beer? Miller?
Miller Life or Miller Light?
I'm going to kill you. And then
Miller Light's my go-to.
So they had that, and after the Mariners game, they had two people come out, and you get to go out to center field on the field and watch, and it was 10,000 Maniacs with what's her name? It was before they broke up, and then
I know
the Presidents of America. Oh, it was so fucking good.
The United States of America.
Millions of peaches.
Millions of peaches.
Peaches for me.
It was good.
Millions
was
of peaches.
I miss that kind of shit. Why don't they have bands just pop up somewhere? Maybe cause riots? I don't know.
Well, Foo Fighters, I know they did that on their last concert tour. They had a secret concert in Seattle. I was pissed because I'd found out about it on Twitter when they had announced there's going to be a secret concert like that night. But then I got distracted and forgot to go back to Twitter to find out where it was and when it happened. Because they were going to randomly announce the time. I missed it.
There's a really cool thing Eddie Vedder did. He was on the streets of Portland, and they had a guitar guy. He's just playing guitar out there for money. And he came out and sang like three songs with this guy. That's fucking awesome. Nothing, you know? He just did it because he's there. It's Eddie Vedder. Help the dude out. Mm-hmm. That's fucking sweet, dude.
You know who does that a lot right now? Is it's a TV show, but...
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Jimmy Fallon.
Butterat?
He does it in New York a lot, where he'll have like a musical guest, and then they'll get disguises, and then they'll be acting like they're street performers, singing a song or something.
I know when him and Timberlake get together, man, it's fucking nuts. They were at like some baseball game or something in the stands, and Beyonce came on, and so Justin gets up and starts dancing the Beyonce dance, and then Jimmy's like, all right, and gets up, and they were like totally choreographed for the whole fucking song. It was fucking great.
That was pretty funny. I like it. All right, let's crack into these final beers.
Crack one. I want to hear it.
Well, I'm going to be reading mine.
I already cracked mine.
Well, you guys, so I'll crack into it afterwards. But this one came highly recommended
from
good friend of mine. Good friend of mine said that you need to try some Maui Brewing beer. And the original one that she told me to try was their, I can't remember the name of it now, but it was a coconut beer.
Hell yeah, I'm down with that.
I'm not a huge coconut fan, though, so I opted for a different one, which was her second choice.
If you just think about it and take the cocoa out, you'd be a big fan.
Yuck.
Nut beer.
Nut beer.
I would hope that they were from Lord Nut, and they were these white cheddar jalapeno nuts.
Dude, those are addicting as
these are
hell.
Good. I haven't even thought about touching the other nuts because these nuts, they got
my
attention.
You're a one nut guy?
These nuts got my attention.
Kyle here with my nut beer.
I love my nut beer and my Lord Nuts.
Today's Maui Brewing Beer Company that we are going to try, this island brew, is the Pineapple Mana. It's a wheat beer.
Mana. Is that Hawaiian for something?
Obviously, it's fucking Hawaiian for something.
Yeah.
One? Does that mean one?
Right. No, this isn't high. There can be only one. This is not the Highlander.
Well, this wheat beer, this Maui Gold Pineapple, gives so sweet aroma to the smooth-bodied tropical brew. It's 5.5% alcohol by volume.
Not bad.
And this is brewed on the islands itself there.
Does it have an IBU by chance?
It does not, but it does say that it is crafted with passion from the heart of the paradise.
So there's passion fruit in it?
No. Mm-hmm.
Just passion.
No, they just, you know, like they're really passionate about their beer. And they are an innovative and independent brewery. Welcome to the Ohana, if you will.
Yes. I don't know what that means.
It means family.
Oh.
So we're now part of the family because we're enjoying one of their beers. Let's try these out, huh?
Yeah.
Let me crack this one open since you guys already have
yours. You know what? It just.
It well, makes put it me in the mic. Of... I want to hear it.
I'm going to. I'm
just... Oh, I want to hear it.
Anyway.
Shut up.
God damn it, Will.
Damn it.
Oh, he's dead, man.
Idiot.
R.I.P. Let's take a drink of this shit and see what's up.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Dude, am I wrong? This tastes like Gerber baby food. It's so good. Like the...
That's a beer?
It's like a juice.
That is like a juice.
I could drink it. I could drink all, like a ton of these.
Does anybody else have little floaties in theirs?
No.
Maybe that's because you backwash.
Pulp, maybe? From the pineapple?
Did it say no pulp? Maui Gold, though, pineapples are the bomb.
I don't know.
I always bring Maui Gold pineapples home.
Oh, do you? When you're in Hawaii?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
They're when was so the last good. Time you were in Hawaii?
Oh, 4 or 5 years ago.
6 years ago.
Oh, I thought you were like a frequent traveler.
It was 4 or 5 years
ago. Yeah, the way he's but talking that was about my Maui Gold pineapple.
I always, after a summer, after a holiday in Maui, I bring back the Maui Gold pineapples.
I bring back the pineapple, Muffy. Let's get out for a set of tennis.
Holy crap. That's probably the most poundable fucking beer
it is
ever. Dude,
it's like Dole. It's like a Dole juice with carbonation.
But I would find it harder to drink Dole juice.
Like, yeah, this almost goes right.
down like air.
Mm-hmm. You just breathe it in.
Yeah.
You might fart a lot, Nick.
And I'm fine with that.
Okay. That was good.
Like, I have to go back to this other beer I'm drinking just to remember.
What beer tastes like?
No, that is really... We're going to have to try more of these Mauis.
I got like 4 or 5 other beers.
Yeah, I saw them in this.
Is this like a health drink beer?
This is it's a wheat beer.
This is just a damn good beer. This is just a completely well done beer.
Well, I agree 100%.
I think this is a warm weather, a fucking beautiful present.
Mm, I agree. You know, this reminds me more of summer than the summer beer that we
have. Yeah, I agree with that too.
Drinking the summer beer.
This tastes like tropical.
Drinking this beer.
They're both good beers.
But this is like I could
the Maui's this is golden.
You can definitely smell the pineapple too.
Let me smell. Yeah, you can. Who knew?
Well, it looks like we had a little bit of technical difficulties this week. Computer crashed, lost some files, including the lovely ending we recorded to this podcast. So my apologies to everybody. Tune in next Friday. We'll be back with a brand new episode for you guys. Hope everybody has a great holiday weekend. Will, do you have anything that you want to say?
Asahi!
Thank you, Will.
Hey, everybody. Kyle here, and I just want to say again, thank you for listening to the Here's to Brewcast. From myself, Nick, and Will, we all appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your day to hear what we have to say. Look for new episodes every Monday morning. We'll have them posted ready for your commute. And follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Here's to Brew. We'll see you soon. Oh, and don't be a dick. Drink responsibly.